USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. A top columnist at the Los Angeles Times says it's time for California Senator Dianne Feinstein to retire before her term ends next year. California Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna agrees.
I'm hopeful that people who are close to her can talk to her and just say, look, end your service with dignity, step aside, let the governor appoint someone.
Feinstein's been dealing with shingles and complications that may be impeding her cognitive abilities. School's out for about 100,000 students around Mexico City as a volcano just 40 miles away has been dumping ash on about two dozen towns in the region. The G7 leaders are promising to, in the words of a draft statement, act in our national interest regarding China. It also calls for the nations to not depend so heavily on China's economic might. The leaders have also agreed to new sanctions against more Russians over the war in Ukraine. They're going to hear about the war from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The latest stop in his very busy travels.
He, over the course of the past week, has visited the capitals of the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Rome, even met with Pope Francis, and today setting foot in Saudi Arabia, attending that Arab summit there as an indication of his efforts to really continue to build support for Ukraine.
NBC correspondent Mike Mamoli at the summit in Japan. Perhaps some progress on cutting a debt ceiling deal.
I'll know and I can see where a deal can come together.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's more optimistic now than he was a week ago. Some Republicans want to suspend the talks until the Senate passes the House bill that links the debt ceiling to budget cuts. We all think that police officers are supposed to arrest gang members, not be gang members. The L.A. County Sheriff's looking to purge gang members from the force. He's ordering deputies suspected of being gang members to reveal any gang tattoos they may have. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell?
Bring your story to life with audiobooks.
Great stories deserve great storytelling.
Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A candle in a glass jar is the subject of a big recall by the big box chain Target. It says you should return the threshold glass jar candles that have been sold at Target over the past 4 years. That's close to 5 million candles, with a danger that they could crack while burning. If you own a fairly new Ford Explorer or Lincoln Aviator, listen up. A problem with rear view mirrors has prompted Ford to recall more than 420,000 of the SUVs. The problem with the vehicle's 360-degree rear cameras has resulted in 17 minor accidents. Where are the worst drivers in the USA really at? Well, you might think it's the driver in that car right ahead of you or the one speeding up your way on the right-hand lane. But a new study has tried to quantify the definition of bad driver state by state, and the winner is Texas.
According to the survey from Forbes Advisor, the Lone Star State has the worst drivers in the country. The report says Texas is in the top three in fatal crashes involving a drunk driver, a drowsy driver, or a driver that is going the wrong way. Two of Texas's neighbors are also on the top five of the worst drivers list. Louisiana's ranked second, Oklahoma fourth. I'm Dave Collins.
Five TikTok creators are suing the state of Montana over its blanket ban of the app signed into law just 2 days ago. The suit says the TikTok ban violates the First Amendment. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.